In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. From the years 1673 to 1675, on several occasions, our Lord appeared to a nun in the Order of the Visitation Sisters in France. She was a young nun by the name of Sister Margaret Mary, now known as Saint Margaret Mary Alacoque. In the course of these revelations to Saint Margaret Mary, our Lord desired to establish devotion to his most sacred heart in order that mankind might know of the great love that he has for them and subsequently grow in greater love of him. During one of these apparitions, our Lord appeared to Saint Margaret Mary, and as he did so, he showed her his divine heart, which was surrounded by a crown of thorns and was pierced at its side with blood flowing forth. And our Lord said these words to Saint Margaret Mary: "Behold, the heart which has so loved men that it has spared nothing, even to exhausting and consuming itself, in order to testify to its love. And in return, I receive from the greater part only ingratitude, by their irreverence and sacrilege, and by the coldness and contempt they have for me in the sacrament of my love." So our Lord is speaking in particular of the coldness, of the irreverence that is shown to the gift of his own heart, the great gift of the Holy Eucharist. Contained within these revelations of the Sacred Heart of Jesus to Saint Margaret Mary, our Lord expresses his desire to establish this devotion to his Sacred Heart, not only that souls might deepen their love for Christ in the Holy Eucharist, but also to make what is known as reparation for the offenses committed against the Sacred Heart of Jesus in a variety of ways, including the sacrileges and offenses committed against the Eucharist. But these acts of reparation that Jesus established also includes the First Friday devotions to the Sacred Heart, along with other means of making reparation. And so it is on this topic that I would like to speak about today, because it is a topic that has been spoken very frequently in the many approved apparitions of the Church in recent times. That is, the appearances and the messages given by our Lord and by our Blessed Mother that of the importance of making spiritual reparation. So, what is reparation? Well, reparation is the making of amends for sin, which of course is the offense against Almighty God. By his death on the cross, Jesus made perfect spiritual reparation for sin. But we, as the baptized, we are called to participate in that spiritual reparation, especially when we give God the proper worship at the holy sacrifice of the Mass. We, as the Catechism of the Catholic Church teaches us, are obliged as the baptized to make acts of reparation for our personal sins against justice, against truth, against our Lord, most especially by going to the sacrament of confession. There are many ways in which we can make acts of reparation, especially to make up for our own sins, but also as the baptized and the members of the body of Christ spread throughout the world, we can make reparation for the sins of others as well. Acts of reparation can be likened to a cleansing, which is modeled by what our Lord does in the Gospel this weekend, namely the cleansing of the temple. Our Lord's act of righteous anger that we hear about in the Gospel this weekend is a response to the corruption of worship. This event occurs in the outermost portion of the temple, open to the Gentile pilgrims, those who were not of Israel. But it was a place of the selling of the sacrificial animals that occurred there. Our Lord is angry today that the merchants are robbing Israel through the inflated rates of exchange and robbing the Gentiles of an opportunity to worship and to pray. It was a corruption of the worship of God. One of the church fathers, that of Origen, gives this analogical and spiritual interpretation to the cleansing of the temple. He says it is to be likened to the cleansing of the temple of our souls, not filled with animals and merchants, but filled rather with earthly and senseless attachments. So the cleansing of the temple of our soul is something that occurs when we do make reparation, to make amends due to the spiritual damage that we have caused by our sins, which not only strengthens the church, but also remits our time in purgatory. Recently, there was a disgusting display of sacrilege and absolute mockery of the worship of God that took place in St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Some of you may have heard about this. Well, a few weeks ago, there was a funeral that was held for a notorious prostitute and transgender activist and atheist, a very confused man who thought he was a woman and went under the name of Cecilia Gentile. Now, it's said that the rector of the cathedral and others did not realize what was going to happen at this funeral, but regardless, was it a terrible, heinous act of sacrilege. During the course of the funeral, there were several hundred LGBTQ activists that were gathered in the cathedral for what was a hideous and disgusting display of sacrilege to the face of God that included men dressed as drag queens. At one point, the congregation shouted, "Saint Cecilia, mother of all whores." A participant interrupted the cantor's Ave Maria by starting to sing Ave Cecilia instead, while an awful dance took place in the middle aisle. There were other disgusting things that took place that I will not expound upon, but thankfully, in response to this heinous act of sacrilege, a mass of reparation was celebrated in the cathedral in the days following the event. Brothers and sisters, this is a prime example, prime evidence of the grave evils that are in our world. The evil is not hiding itself anymore, but is becoming more and more bold. The devil is becoming more and more blatant. And this is a prime example of why we need to make acts of reparation, why we need in our day and age to make up for, to make amends for the offenses that wound the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary. There is a spiritual war going on, brothers and sisters, a great spiritual battle that's happening, and we need to take up our weapons that Holy Mother Church gives to us and to not neglect that. Because if we do so, we are putting our own souls and the souls of others in spiritual jeopardy. So what are various examples of acts of reparation? Well, first and foremost, certainly going to the sacrament of confession. It's the primary way that we make our acts of reparation. But also, what our Lord and our Lady have given to us in the first Friday devotions to the Sacred Heart and the first Saturday devotions to the Immaculate Heart of Our Lady. And these are devotions, if you're not sure what they're about, you can simply research them and look them up and prayerfully discern putting them into practice. But also, we can pray the Rosary to Our Lady, pray the Divine Mercy Chaplet, offer up our Holy Communions in reparation for sin, presuming that we are in a state of grace, we are not conscious of any mortal sin, because if we receive Jesus in Holy Communion prior to a sacramental confession, knowing that we have mortal sin on our souls, we commit a terrible act of sacrilege, which is one of the offenses against our Lord that we make reparation for. So we shouldn't do that. We can also go to adoration to make reparation, offer up our fasting and our sacrifices, praying other prayers and devotions, and the list goes on. And certainly during this Lenten season, this is a prime opportunity for us to make reparation for our sins, to grow into a deeper love of our blessed Lord, to ask pardon for our sins, but to deepen our friendship with him through the process, which is the whole point of our life of prayer and devotion. There are so many things that we can do in order to make reparation, to make amends for the damage that we have caused through our sin, the spiritual damage that it causes, but also to make amends for the sins of others as well, just as Christ did. You know, sometimes we can think that certain personal sins that we commit, it doesn't bother anybody else, it doesn't hurt anybody else. But that is absolutely wrong and absurd and incorrect. Your personal sins that you commit, even when no one else is looking or it doesn't seem to affect anybody else, your and my sins do damage to the body of Christ. It weakens the church. And if we don't go to confession, make acts of reparation, then it's only going to continue to weaken the spiritual life of the church. Exorcists continue to say there are so many problems and the gravity of evil that is present in the church, and this continual growth of evil that we see in the church is in large part due to the fact that Catholics are not going to confession as they should, and they are not making acts of reparation. Those are words from exorcists, not Father Keller. So we should be cognizant of this reality, brothers and sisters. I don't say all this to browbeat you. I say it for myself, too. God knows I need to make a lot of acts of reparation for my own sins and to help the good of the spiritual life of the church as well as a priest of God. But brothers and sisters, these are things that we just haven't been taught in recent decades. I didn't know about this stuff until I entered seminary. But we just don't know about this. But if you do the research, if you read the catechism and read what the church teaches, all of this stuff is present. I mean, Jesus said it himself in the revelations about the Sacred Heart. Our Lady said it at Fatima. We need to do these things to make reparation, to make amends for the sins committed against our Lord. And to turn to the Lord with that contrite heart, but also to be filled with his grace. And to take all of our worries, our anxieties, all of our problems to him. It breaks our Lord's heart whenever he sees us suffering alone without turning to him and going to him. And asking for those graces that we need in order to overcome our sin. And to find that peace and that consolation that only he can give. It breaks his heart when we don't turn to him, brothers and sisters. So let us, as we continue through this Lenten journey, to offer up our prayers and our sacrifices, whatever penances we've taken on, let it in part be offered up in reparation for the sins that we have committed, but also to make amends for the sins committed by others. St. Rose of Lima once said, "If only people would learn how great reparation is, without a doubt they would devote themselves to winning pains and afflictions. All men throughout the world would seek trouble, infirmities, and torments instead of good fortune. No one would complain about his cross or about the troubles that may happen to him." Well, if we only understood the value of reparation for sin, brothers and sisters, and turning to our Lord in love and in confidence. So let us take up this practice of intentionally making acts of reparation this week, especially making reparation for the offenses committed against Jesus in the Holy Eucharist. And let us offer a worthy and contrite spirit to the Lord as we continue through this Holy Lenten journey. I would like to conclude the prayer of reparation that was taught to the three Fatima visionaries in 1916 by the angel of Portugal, who appeared to the children prior to Our Lady appearing to them at Fatima in 1917. This is the prayer of reparation the angel taught. O most Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, I adore thee profoundly. I offer thee the most precious body, blood, soul, and divinity of Jesus Christ, present in all the tabernacles of the world, in reparation for the outrages, sacrileges, and indifferences by which he is offended. By the infinite merits of the Sacred Heart of Jesus and the Immaculate Heart of Mary, I beg the conversion of poor sinners. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.